You're listening to Hump Day News and Rumors on Mousecapades Radio.
Get ready for something majestic.
The following is an original production of the Mousecapades Radio Network.
Now, from the Mousecapades Studios, here are your hosts.
Happy Hump Day, Mousecapades listeners. This is Vicki, and I'm here with Brad. We hope that you're all staying safe, happy, and healthy. This is episode 914, and you're listening to the number one podcast that entertains that space between your ears, the Mousecapades and More podcast.
If you're looking to book a trip, Vicki would be glad to help. Just text her at 636-373-4497, and she'd be happy to get with you to design a magical vacation. A small refundable deposit of $200 will hold your Disney resort and ticket package, or she can quote a destination of your choice. So contact her today.
Well, it's spring break, so Brad and I are going to be bringing you the rumors and news, not really live, but we're recording in Ringgold, Georgia. If you've ever driven to Orlando from somewhere in the Midwest, then you've passed Ringgold. But some weeks we don't have much news, and then some weeks it's like we hit the jackpot. This is going to be one of those weeks. We have a lot of stuff, so hold on tight. Brad and I are going to try to get started with all the news that has been sent our way. So we've been begging for the drone show like they have in Paris and wondering why they haven't brought it to Orlando or to California yet. Well, I guess Disney has heard us, as Gina says, because beginning May 24th and running through September the 2nd, they're going to be doing an amazing drone show called Disney Dreams That Soar, and it's going to be at Disney Springs. Disney describes the show as Disney stories celebrating the joy of flight with state-of-the-art drones choreographed to create designs in the sky and pair with soaring musical score and memorable movie quotes.
It sounds really fun. And really good. Evidently, they had a drone show at Disney Springs before. I don't remember it.
I don't think we went to it. They did have it during a Christmas time when we were there.
Yeah, I just don't remember it. But I'm super excited for this to come because I'm like a lot of the comments that I've heard. Can't we get that? Other parks have it across the seas. Why can't we get that? And I think this will be a good addition because it'll be a good thing for Disney Springs. I think it'll be a draw, an additional draw to bring people to Disney Springs.
The other thing that I heard was if they go ahead and do these in the park, especially Animal Kingdom can never have a nighttime show with fireworks because of the animals. They were saying the drones should be able to alleviate that issue of.
Yeah.
They could do the Tree of Life and then add drones to it. And that would be really cool. So we will see.
Excited for that one. All right. So with Inside Out 2 coming to theaters on June 14th of this year, Disney has made a meet and greet change to meet this need. Joy is coming to the Pixar Place at Hollywood Studios. She will begin meeting and greeting guests on June 10th. Keep that date in mind, June 10th. We're going to be probably talking about that a lot this episode, and it'll become evident why. The presence of Joy, a key character personifying happiness among Riley's personified emotions in the movie, will undoubtedly bring a wave of joy and excitement to the visitors at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Fans of the film and Pixar enthusiasts will have the unique opportunity to interact up close with this vibrant and charismatic character, adding an extra layer of magic to their Disney experience. Now, until Joy moves to Hollywood Studios, she will continue to be at the exit of the Figment ride in Epcot.
Yeah, it was good to see her when we went on Figment this last time, because yes. I didn't know where she was. I just thought she was MIA until they found a new location. So I was glad to know she was greeting people.
Yeah, she's a good one.
Yeah, her character definitely is joyful. So the Communicore Hall and the Communicore Plaza at Epcot will open on June 10th. Does this sound familiar to you? Which means the walls will finally be down at Epcot. Communicore Hall is going to be home to Epcot's festivals and other celebrations, and a new permanent Mickey and Friends meet and greet location will be inside, kind of like the one they used to have in the building that they took down. Mickey and Minnie are currently still meeting guests at the Imagination Pavilion in their Disney 100 outfits. Disney previously indicated the Communicore Hall would have a demo kitchen, gallery space, and a mixology bar. More luscious greenery and relaxing spaces will be opening up in the Communicore Plaza and Inspiration Gardens. And if you haven't seen that new area yet, it's really nice to just have a place to sit, because before it was beautiful, but there wasn't a lot of places to sit. And now you can sit and enjoy the beauty that's there.
Enjoy the beauty. And they said just to like go to an air conditioned place and take a load off and relax.
Yeah, that's the Communicore Hall, so for sure.
That will be good. I think they needed that in Epcot, a place like that. I don't think they really had a big space for that, because it can get really hot walking around the world, around that circle, especially in the summer when it's really toasty. You just want to try to have a place where you can go and just cool off for a while. So I was glad to hear that they were coming back with something like this. So when Communicore Hall and Communicore Plaza open on June 10th, so will the brand new Encanto stage show. Audience have longed for a chance to immerse themselves in this vibrant narrative and captivating music of the Magical Family. And fueled by the film's universal appeal and heartwarming storytelling, this show is set to dazzle Walt Disney World audiences this summer and fall. The idea of bringing the colorful characters and heartfelt story of Encanto from the big screen to the stage has captivated the imaginations of fans who eagerly anticipate the chance to sing along to their favorite songs in a magical live concert experience. Because some of these songs are some of the best that Disney's put out in a while.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Correct.
Yeah. That's what people think. They needed him to write the songs for Wish, and maybe it would have made a little bit of a difference. So the Lion King movie, as hard as it is for me to believe, Brad, is celebrating 30 years this year, which it shouldn't surprise me since the movie came out the year we got married. But because of that, a rare character meet and greet will be happening at the Animal Kingdom. Rafiki and Timon are going to be greeting guests at Rafiki's Planet Watch, which is the one. So when you're exiting Kilimanjaro Safaris to the left, there is Rafiki's Planet Watch. You have to get on a train to go over to it. Now, we need to warn you, when you get there, you're not at the Planet Watch. You have to hike a little bit more to get there, but it will be worth it because you'll get to see Rafiki and Timon. And Disney wanted to honor the movie. So beginning June 10th, sound familiar? June 10th through the September 6th, guests are going to be immersed in a celebration like no other of Lion King at the Animal Kingdom. Guests can indulge in the film's nostalgia by getting the popular Simba popcorn bucket that was so wanted by everybody. It's back. And as guests wander through Disney's Animal Kingdom during this celebratory period, you're going to be surrounded by festive atmosphere that pays homage to the timeless tale of Simba and his friends. And I'm wondering if they're going to do something special with the show, because I feel like they need to like really jazz it up with it being the 30th.
Yeah, it will be interesting to see if they'll make any changes to the Lion King. What do you call it? Is it a stage show?
It's the Festival of the Lion King.
The Festival of the Lion King show, the live action, basically, story of the Lion King. It will be interesting if they make any changes as a result of this to celebrate that as well. We'll have to wait and see. I don't believe Disney's announced anything on it yet, if they are.
No, but I feel like Disney, if you're really listening, you need to do some kind of celebration.
It's already a great show, but if you're going to go all out.
Go big.
Yeah. So with all these things starting on June 10th, again, June 10th, Disney guests are wondering if that will be the date that Tiana's Bayou Adventure will open. And we know that Disney opened new things at two different parks on the same day before. So is this their way of hinting to us that Tiana's will open on June 10th in the Magic Kingdom? Well, that would certainly make sense. They've not announced that yet, but it would make sense. Different guests want to see different things. If there's something new in each park, that would tend to make guests spread out generally across all four parks instead of just congregating at one where all the new things are. Or it would seem that it might be what they're going for, you know, if they end up doing this. So we'll have to see if they announce something at Magic Kingdom for June 10th. I think it'll be strange if they don't.
I really think that that was smart. I know it's just a rumor at this point, but literally to have something new at every park you have a better shot of not. Because think about what the 50th looked like there at the park. The lines, and that was for merchandise. Like, the people weren't even riding the rides. They were in line for all the 50th anniversary merchandise.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
And I feel like they're even getting Disney Springs in on that action with the drone show.
Yes.
So they've added something new even to Disney Springs. I can't imagine they're not going to announce at least something new for Magic Kingdom around that date.
I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
We will.
So we found out this week that Disney's filed permits for Animal Kingdom property, but they're keeping quiet on what the permit is for. You know, that's typical. The guests are trying to figure it out. Well, we do know that Disney has said that they're going to make some changes in the park. And the section that people want to see change the most is Dinoland. And everybody that's listened to the show for any amount of time knows that I love the dinosaur ride. But I also realize that it's inevitable to go along with Walt's plan. We need to move on with the times and do something. I get that. So one of my favorite vloggers, Kyle Pollard, took a picture of the renderings Disney had put out to compare. And he was in Animal Kingdom and he was like showing where one this was going to be and where that was going to be. And they hadn't named all of it yet. So he was like speculating what he thought was going to happen. And I know that a lot of people want the Indiana Jones ride in Orlando. But personally, we have Indiana Jones in Hollywood Studios. And I feel like just leave it in Hollywood Studios and let's focus on another movie. I mean, this latest Indiana Jones did not go as well as I think they originally forecasted. And I feel like we need to give some of these newer movies love that would fit into the Animal Kingdom scene better. I'm not so sure about Coco, but I think that Coco could meet in there because there's the little dog and the tiger and stuff. It makes more sense for it to be there. We already know they're going to do something with Encanto, but we don't know what. We know Zootopia. They're talking about a Zootopia show, but I still feel like my opinion and some of our other hosts on the show feel like they're missing their bet by not doing Zootopia to replace the dinosaur ride, because that one scene with the runaway caboose, that the Jeeps could be turned into runaway caboose and running free, trying to get away from the animals that are trying to mess up the world for prey. No, not the prey, the predators.
Yeah.
They're trying to make the predators out to be the bad guys, when in fact, it was the prey.
Yeah. The runaway cabooses or the runaway caboosei, whatever you want to call it. I don't know. Yeah. Zootopia, I think it's underrated as a movie.
It did well when it was out.
It did well, but it just didn't get the fanfare of a Frozen or an Encanto. It didn't.
Well, they're going to have a Zootopia 2 soon, and I feel like that's going to bring it back. And over time, it might come back, because look at Stitch, Lilo and Stitch. Stitch is like huge everywhere I go.
I'd heard about the Zootopia 2, and it is true that they tend to try to come up with some interactive thing or ride or an event to go along with a movie release.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see if they do dip their toe into the Zootopia pool when it comes that time.
I think it would be cool. And it definitely fits right into the theming of Animal Kingdom. So we will have to see. But the other thing Kyle was showing, and I don't know if you were watching that with me or not, but all the times that we've ridden Dinosaur, I did not realize that there is a pool back in that greenery area, which makes me want to look at this when I go the next time.
In the ride?
No, it's before you get in the ride. There's like this greenery area. There's an American crocodile back there. And he was just saying,
like a real crocodile.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I guess they can't be with the Nile crocodiles that we look at on Kilimanjaro safaris. So he was saying, I wonder what they're going to do with that. You know how at the beginning, when you first work in the park, there's like birds and beavers and all that kind of stuff. Well, over in Dinoland, there is a American crocodile. And he went back there, and I've never even walked back that far. So that's why I didn't know it was there.
I did not know that was there either.
So see, I mean, you can go to Disney as many times as we have and still not have seen everything, which we talk to you guys about all the time, or eaten at all the places that are there. It's insane. So yeah, I'm interested to see if the little rendering that they put out comes to fruition exactly as they thought. Because there was a picture of something that looked like a carousel. And he was like, we don't need another carousel. And I get that part. I hear what he's saying. But I also know that they could make animals on that, like the one we have at our local zoo. And the kids love that. And it's good for younger kids. And I feel like sometimes there's not enough for the younger kids, and we need to keep that in consideration in all the parks, not just Magic Kingdom.
Yes. Now, some people would say you shouldn't bring your kids until a certain age, but that's not really fair. I mean, some kids do really well, and some kids really enjoy it, and some kids really young remember all the stuff.
Yeah.
So it really just depends. You can't put them in the same category all the time because they're different.
Well, you know, stuff staying under three, that's for me.
Well, yeah, some people do.
Because the memories there are more for mom and dad. And then once they get to a certain age, although her daughter, I feel like when she went when she was two, and she, I think, still remembers, even if she just needs to look at a picture to help her remember.
Yeah.
She remembers. So you just never know.
You never know. Some kids do remember. Others probably won't. But that's okay. To each his own. So this was interesting news. Joe Rohde is coming back to Disney to assist. He posted a picture of himself on Instagram the other day entering the Walt Disney Imagineering Studios. He said, quote, doing a bit of work at the old farm, end quote. Disney confirmed this week that Joe Rohde will be meeting with Imagineers. So they have the opportunity to participate in masterclasses hosted by him. What a masterclass to have if it's with him. Disney praised Rohde by saying, following in the footsteps of many former Imagineers, Joe continues to mentor and share his years of storytelling knowledge with current Imagineers, contributing to the future of creativity at Walt Disney Imagineering. If you don't remember, Joe Rohde is the Imagineer in charge of Disney's Animal Kingdom theme park, Pandora, the world of Avatar. He was also part of Guardians of the Galaxy, Mission Breakout, Aulani, a Disney resort and spa, and Expedition Everest. So what an amazing opportunity for some of these younger, up-and-coming Imagineers to have a masterclass with Joe Rohde.
Well, it gives me a lot of hope that Disney has recognized that and brought Joe Rohde back, even though it's not for permanent, it's just for a short time, so that he can give them some of the knowledge and maybe we can get some of these Imagineers back on the track of when the things were rolling well at Disney.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I have Say It Ain't So, Brad. When you go to Disney, you feel like you're in a whole new world and you can leave your troubles outside the gate. And I think that's, you know, we've reiterated that over trip after trip, saying that we're in the bubble and it makes us feel so good. But it is important to realize that it's still reality within the park. And sometimes even bad things happen at Disney World or Disneyland in this case. So Disneyland, two parents walk away and leave their small child in a stroller that appeared to be between one or maybe a little bit older. It didn't say if the child was resting or not, but just sitting in the stroller. I'm going to assume sleeping because a child that age is going to be wanting to get out and run around. But a TikToker was nearby, noticed that the child had been abandoned by the parents in Tomorrowland and started taking a video. And the first video was of a cast member and a security guard kind of watching over this child to make sure that they were okay. Then she took a second video, and it was after about an hour when the parents did return. And they were talking with the cast member and the Disney security. Then in the third video, the parents are walking away. They have an older child now and a child in the stroller. And security wasn't with the family. So the assumption of the TikToker was that the parents were not told that they had to leave the park, which is generally the rule if you leave your child by themselves. So the TikToker was really upset because these parents weren't escorted from the park. But she was really upset because Disney didn't call Child Protective Services for child abandonment. She went and confronted the cast member and security guard, and she was told that children are being left by themselves every day in the parks, even if it's just for a few minutes every day. Well, I know that when we were in the parks in October, you and I went to use the bathroom and we saw it was about a 4 or 5 year old, but they were left alone with the stroller by the bathroom. Mom, grandma, and sisters went in the bathroom and said, sit there, we'll be right back.
It's just not safe, in my opinion.
I mean, I would love to tell you that we live in that world still. And part of me wanted to stay, but then I thought they would think we were creepy if we were staying with that child till they got out. But I worried that something was going to happen. And so I understand this TikToker and why she was upset.
Yeah, I don't really understand the mentality of that. Just stay here while we all go away and you're just by yourself. I don't get that.
I mean, take them in the bathroom. That's what we always did.
I mean, in today's world, I hardly think an adult should be that by themselves, let alone a kid. I mean, I don't know. It's never ceases to amaze me, the stories of people just leaving their kids in the stroller or wait here while mom and dad go ride the ride. Like, really?
With a popcorn bucket.
It's like,
I know it would cause a scene and I don't want to cause a fist fight in the park, but I almost feel like we need to be calling them out on that. If we witness this stuff, like we witnessed the thing with the family that had five boys and the one was annoying all of them. So they left him behind them, which put him with us. And he just still kept doing stuff. And we were in line for the flight of passage. We weren't going to take him. But what if we were those people that did?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you wouldn't necessarily have to confront the people directly. You could report it to cast members and say, this is what I witnessed. And then it's on the cast member to either make the call to either, like you said, in this case, they were kind of watching over them.
Yeah.
They knew that. I mean, they'll probably do that for a while just to make sure. But I mean, that's really not their job. They're not babysitters.
No,
I mean,
definitely not.
It's not their job. So I don't know. Come on, people. We've had this conversation way too many times and I'm not on the podcast a lot to do the hosting.
You just listen.
And we have these stories a lot. So come on, get it together. Do better.
Well, that's what I said. We used to just do a show once a year for the crazy things that happened. If we waited, the shows would be multiple hours.
Oh, yeah. You can't contain the crazy now. It's just the Pandora box. The Pandora's box is open. So the crazy is too much now. We have to cover it every week to stay on top of it. Well, let's move on to some good news from the West Coast. Disneyland's Fantasmic is returning on May 24th of this year. The nighttime spectacular will once again illuminate the Rivers of America in Disneyland Park with new special effects, an original battle scene between Sorcerer Mickey and Maleficent, and an iconic Peter Pan scene. Disney is updating the plaza between Haunted Mansion and Tiana's Palace, with construction starting in 2024. The new elegant park-like setting will be a place to relax and enjoy live entertainment under the shade of new and historic trees. Haunted Mansion is also getting some enhancements in 2024. Tiana's Bayou Adventure will open in the fall of 2024. New Princess and the Frog gift shops will replace the Splash Mountain gift shops, but the Hungry Bear will still be open for guests to grab a quick bite. Star Tours' new adventures will begin on Friday, April 5th, and run through June 2nd. New Disneyland gates will be open later in 2024. So there's lots of changes going on in California, which is a lot for Disney guests to look forward to in 2024.
If you haven't gone, then yeah, you want to plan your trip because they're getting more and more good stuff. You might want to check, though, because poor Gina, she's going, I think, next week or the week after. And she just found out that something else is going to be, that closed when she's there. And it left me for right now. But so there's a couple things that she's not going to get to do when she was there that she wasn't aware of until it got closer to the event. So, and it's kind of disappointing, but I know she'll still have fun.
So yeah, all of that to say, I don't know what happened like in the last week or two, but a lot of the bloggers and vloggers that we watch seem to be surprised by the amount of stuff that dropped and that was announced, especially around this June 10th date. So I don't know if that was like
intentional.
Obviously already in the plans. They had to have plans for all this, but not many people had a heads up on it, because once they announced it, the vloggers seemed to be surprised too. Like, whoa, this is like a lot of stuff dropping.
Yep.
So it's good. I just do hope they choose a new experience to divulge in Magic Kingdom. But again, that might be intentional that they're not, because they know Magic Kingdom is already the busiest park.
Maybe.
So they might be choosing to do new things outside of other parks, you know, at all the other parks besides that one, for that very purpose, to try to get people, to draw them away from Magic Kingdom. I don't know. We'll have to see. I find it kind of interesting if they leave Magic Kingdom out of the new stuff. I think they'll do something. I don't know what yet, but we'll have to see.
Well, thank you, listeners. We greatly appreciate you hanging out with us every week. And thank you, Brad, for filling in for everybody while we're on our little spring break trip. If you're interested in being a guest on our show or you have a question or a comment, you can just text me at 636-373-4497. You can check us out on our social media account, The Mousecapades Podcast on Facebook.
Yes, it was fun filling in. I don't do it a lot. It's fun to fill in. I don't like to be a regular because I get to read stories about the Say It Ain't So where people leave their kids in strollers and I don't know. People need Jesus needs to slap you with a flip-flop. I don't know what's happening, people. You got to get your act together. So be sure to listen to Friday's show. We'll be sharing our Hollywood Studios favorites with you. If you'd like a free quote, contact Vicki at 636-373-4497. As always, thanks for listening to the number one podcast that entertains that space between your ears, the Mousecapades and More podcast.
Well, Brad, I think it's about that time. Disney love.
Just keep swimming.
Have a magical day, my friends.
Tale as old as time, tune as old as song, bittersweet and strange, finding you can change, learning you are wrong. Winter turns to spring, famine turns to feast, nature points the way, nothing left to say. Beauty and the Beast.